Okay, today's daf is brachas daf mem vav. We actually left off just a few lines from the bottom of mem hey amud beis. We'll pick it up from the beginning of the wide lines. But just one quick point. And yesterday we discussed in yesterday's gemara that there's two different ideas of benching. There's the idea of benching where someone leads in zimun, and the person who leads in zimun used to actually the minig was he would actually bench the entire benching and bench on behalf of others. Then we quoted in one of the Mars Rias earlier on Amud Beis, we quoted a case where you have two people leading together, that one of them could be Yetzah B'Birchas Chaveri. He yetzah with his friend's bracha, which we said is the regular din of Shemek, kind of Reuven being mighty Shimon. That's not the din of Zimun. So in one case again, you have a group of people benching together. One person leads, like Sheikh Tzivon was Davins, leads on behalf of the crowd, and they're all Yetzah benching. In another case, you have two people where the Gemara is actually discussing right whether two people could do Zimun or not. So presumably two people cannot make a Zimun. One person is just being mighty his friend with the regular din of Shemaya kind of being making a bracha, and his friend listening. The Gemara that says if the other one knows how to make a bracha, he should do it himself. If he doesn't know how to make a bracha, he should be Yetzah with his friend. Fine. But what's the difference between these two ideas? At the end of the day, every Zimun, the person leading is really being made to the rest of the Elam with Shemei Kaina. How is that different than the regular din of Yetzir B'Bichas Chaveri? So there's a couple of Nachminas between Zimun, the power of Zimun, and the power of the regular power of Shemei Kaina. First of all, there's a halacha that when you Yetzir a bracha with someone else, you should be supposed to be able to understand what the words of the bracha. Certainly supposed to listen to the bracha, and the Chachil is better to understand the words of the bracha. By Zimun, if one's making the bracha himself, one makes the bracha himself, like benching, let's say. If he says the Hebrew words of benching, even if he doesn't understand the words, he's Yetzah benching. By Zimun, because when one person leads the group, it's as if each one is saying the benching themselves. It's literally, he's just representing them, but they're each saying it. Over there, one would not have to understand the words of benching, and he's still Yetzah, whereas when someone's benching on his behalf, preferably he should be understanding the words, otherwise he's not really going to be Yetzah. It's actually a lacha brought from the Bir Lacha, based on the Sefer Birchas of Ram. That again, by Samazai, one person being Yetzah, another person, without the context of Zimun, the person being Yetzah has to understand the words. When it's Birchas Zimun, then the one leading is benching as if everyone's benching, and therefore one would have to understand the words. Another funeral, we can't point out, may be whether a person has to wear a head covering, a yarmulke. Normally, Shemaya Ka'ina does not need a head covering. Why? Because Reuven is making the bracha. He's being Maitzi Shimon. Shimon doesn't need a head covering because Shimon's not making a bracha. He's being Yetzah bracha through Reuven. By Zimun, it's more than just being Yetzah bracha through the Mezamen. The person being Mezamen is representing all, but it's as if they're all making a bracha, and therefore even the other participants would have to wear a head covering while listening to Zimun. Okay. So that's the Mar Yuda, first word of the wide lines, Yuda Bar Meimer, Mar Bar Vashi, Ravacha Medifti. They broke bread together. These three Amaram, there wasn't one amongst them that was muflag from his friends. There wasn't one amongst them that was distinguished to certainly be mechubid, that he for sure should be the one to lead a benching. Levruchilu, to get the honor of benching. So what do they do? Amri. Hadata, and this that we said, the Mishnah, Shlesha, Chachas, Chayv, and Zaman, three people lead together, Amachliv, and Zeman, Hanami, Li, Hecha, the Ika, Adam Gadol. That's Dafka, when the Chayv is Adam Gadol. There's one person who stands out as Adam Gadol. So over there, we give that person the honor to bench. Avlech, the Chayadadinu, when three are equal to each other, Chilik, Brachas, Adif. The Chayv makes more sense, and we should bench on their own. When there's no one distinguished leader, maybe Amach should say their own benching. And that's indeed what they did. Baruch in the Shlav Shay, they each made their own benching. Also coming to Mamer, they came from the Mamer. Remember, one of them was Yehuda Bar Mamer. One of the three Amram was the son of Mamer. They came to Mamer and told them what they did. Amar Lahu, he said, you did bracha, yitzasim, you yetzim, you did of bracha, you did zimun, yitzasim. You yetzim benching, you benched, but you weren't yetzim zimun. V'chin se'amru, neder, and zamen. And if you say, let's go back and make zimun now, let's go back and make zimun post facto, you can't. Ain't zimun l'mafer, you can't do zimun l'mafer. I mean, the whole lesson of zimun is, let us go nevarach Hashem, let us go bless Hashem. They already blessed Hashem. So it's interesting what the Havmin would be, but the Gemara says, suppose that clearly, you cannot go back and make Zeman after benching. If you benched already, it's too late. They blew the Zeman in that case. We said, if someone comes and he finds, new Gemara, if someone comes and finds people in the middle of eating, or finishing eating, and they're about to bench. He did not partake with them in the food. This is again very common when, this is the most common case when, Shal Shudis, Myrev, and Shul. People coming to shul, and there were people that had sat there and ate shal shudis. They're now benching before Ma'ariv, people came on time or early for Ma'ariv, are sitting there watching this Zima take place, but they didn't partake of the food. Do they sit quietly while these other people are praising Hashem, or do they say some sort of Nusach? Says the Gemara, and this can happen any time, that's just a common scenario. Says the Gemara, Ma'o Aymerim, what are the non-eating participants, what do they say? Or Zud Amar, Baruch HaMavarech. Instead of Baruch HaLekeinu Shechalim Mishalai, you can't say Shechalim Mishalai, you didn't eat anything, you say Baruch HaMavarech Shmai Tamid, Baruch HaMavarech Shmai Tamid, Leilam Vod. Rav Papa Amar, Aina Amen, they just answer Amen. Filei Plikas HaMachlaikas. Hadash Chim Nekam Minavarech. If you come during the Zeman part, you say, instead of Baruch Shechalim Mishalai, you say Baruch HaMavarech Shmai Tamid. That's that Nasuch. Vaha Da'ashrech Tekami Baruch. And when you come in the middle of the actual benching, what do you say? You simply answer Amen to the brachas. Ashkenu to come, and the Mar elaborates. Ashkenu to come, Amen Nevarach. If you come near Nevarach, Amen Barach Mavarach, Say Barach Mavarach. Ashkenu to come, Amen Barach. You say Aina Amen. Now, just for the record, benching starts off, or Zeman, Rabbi Sava mentioned, the next line is Yehi Shem Hashem Mavarach Matav Eilam. The third line is Barach Shechanu Mishlei Tvachinu, right? So instead of Barach Shechanu Mishlei Tvachinu, we say Barach Mavarach Shmei Tamed. What about Yehi Shem Hashem Mavarach Matav Eilam? That you can just say. I don't consider. You don't have to eat to say that. Yishem Hashem Varech Matav Eilam. First of all, it's a pasuk. It's a full pasuk. It's just a praise of Hashem. You're not praising. You don't have to have necessarily eaten to say those words. We say it all the time in davening. Yishem Hashem Varech Matav Eilam. Therefore, that one didn't require a separate nusach. Tanechada. Hayna Menachah Kol Bracha Brachais Vayis Meshubach. One answer. Amen. If brachas is Meshubach. V'tani Dechareis Maguna. One answer. Amen. If there's own brachas is Maguna. Like Kash Gemara says, you're right. Haba Bani Shalayim. Haba Shab Brachas. By Bani Shalayim, answering Amen is correct. By other brachas, answering Amen after one's own brachas is incorrect. Abaya Ani Bel Bekala. Abaya would say the Amen after Bani Shalayim out loud on purpose in order what? In order that the Pelim should get up and go back to work, they should get up and go back to work and stop in the middle of benching and not say from a Meitiv. Why? Because the rest of benching is Daraisa. Hateva Meitiv is Drabbanon. They have no right to miss work for the portion of the benching which is Drabbanon. So you see it amazing how medactic one has to be on his boss's dime. So he purposely would say Amen out loud, Amen, in order to awaken the workers to go back to work. Rav Ashi, on the contrary, he would say Amen quietly by Bani Shalayim Rachamav. Why? Because he didn't want to mizalzu. You're right, Tevim Meitiv is Rabban, he didn't want to be mizalzu Tevim Meitiv, so he said it quietly, then it should be camouflage, so to speak, as if a Tevim Meitiv is part of benching on the same level Daraisa. That's actually again a topic in today's daf as well, daf Memvav. But to say quietly in order that it shouldn't be mezalzel, that it has that lower status than the rest of benching. Top of Memvav Nalav, Rav Zeir Cholosh Alagabay, Rav Zeir got sick. Alagabay Ravo came to visit him, and he saw him, that he wasn't well. Kabbalah Rav Zeir, Ravo said to himself, he was a Makabal upon himself. If the short man with the burnt thighs gets better, I will make a yamtiv for the Rabbanan. So I've been in Nisim on the side of the Morbi, if you're looking at, we're not going to go through the whole thing inside, but he brings, there's a whole history to this. It's Gemara and Bav Masiyah on Daf Pehei, where Rabzeira actually fasted 300 fasts. Rabbi Nissim brings, he fasted 300 fasts. 100 fasts, Rabzeira moved from Bavel to Yisrael. He fasted, this first one's the most, to me, the most unbelievable. He fasted 100 fasts to forget all of his learning from Bavel, that he could learn afresh from Eretz Yisrael. Because learning Eretz Yisrael is a different learning than learning in Bavel. Therefore, he fasted 100 fasts to forget his learning from Bavel. He fasted another 100 fasts that either of Eloi, Shalom Negirsim, Rabbi Eloi, or whether it's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Negirsim brings Rabbi Nissim himself, brings Rabbi Eloi, in parentheses that the Gemara brings Rabbi Lazar. But the leader of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, he davened that he should live. He fasted 100 fasts that he should live, because if the leader became unwell, he would have to be busy with the being manning the kol. He wouldn't have enough time to learn himself. So he wanted, he didn't want to be busy dealing with the Tzarek Tzibur, as leader of the generation. So that was 100 fasts for that. And here's the part that's relevant to us. The last welcome back. The last 100 fasts are for saving himself from Gehenim. He wanted to make sure that there's no power of Gehenim over him. So he fasted 100 fasts. And then he used to test his immunity to Gehenim every 30 days by going into a fire. And one time he got burned. Why? Not because there was any lack of immunity from Gehenim, but because Yavi Rabban Ein, the Rabban gave a little bit of Ein Hara. The Rabban gave Ein Hara by this practice of going into fire, and when they gave Ein Hara, his sides got burnt. So therefore he was known as Zira is less than small, actually. Zira, the small one, with the burnt sides, because it was recognizing that story. Okay, so Vo says, when the burnt one with the burnt thigh, recovers. I'm going to make a meal for the Rabbanan. Esapech. Reb Zera recovered. Avad is the Rabbanis. Rav Ho kept his word. He made a big suit for the Rabbanis. Kamat l'mishu when it came to bench, when it came, sorry, to breaking bread in the beginning of the meal. Amalei the Reb Zera. So Rav Ho said to Reb Zera, nu, lishlamar, this meal is in your honor. Why don't you break bread for us? Amalei. So Reb Zera said back, don't you agree to the concept of Bechadon? It says that the Balbayis, the host, is one that's Beitzea. Sharulus, Rav Ho said, okay, fine. I'll be Beitzea. I'll break bread. He broke bread. Kamat l'mishu came to benching. Amrle, so Rav Ho said to Rav Zera again, let Mar at least bench for us. Amrle, so Rav Zera said back, Leis of Lamar, to Hadam Rav Huna, to Min Bavel. Don't you hold this, Rav Huna from Bavel said, that what? Beit Seyam Avarech, whoever broke bread, that's the one that should bench as well. Whoever broke bread is the one that should bench Birchas Amazim. So, therefore, Rav Ho, you broke bread already. Once you broke bread, you should lead in benching as well. The EU Kamatz Relay. Rav Ho, who did he hold like that he held that he can give benching to? Rav Zera? Kihadam Rav Yechon, Rav Shem Yechai, Balabayis Beitzea Va'ech Mevarech. He held like this member from Rav Yechon, Rav Shem Yechai, the Balabayis Taka breaks bread, and the guest leads in benching. And the Mar explains why. Balabayis Beitzea Kadesh Yevzek Bainafa. It makes sense that Balabayis should be the one breaking bread because whoever else is breaking bread, if he's not the Balabayis, is always going to be concerned. He doesn't want to be extra generous at the expense of the Balabayis. He's going to give out big pieces of bread to all the participants, and it's at the expense of Balabayis. Whereas the Balabayis himself, he obviously knows that he doesn't mind, he's generous, so you're more apt to get the most generous pieces when the Baal Bais himself breaks bread. And why do you have Ayurk Mavarach? Why do you say guests specifically should lead in benching, not the Baal Bais? They should Baal Bais, because the leader of benching offers a bracha for the Baal Bais, which we're going to see in a moment what the bracha is, but the leader of benching offers a bracha for the Baal Bais. Since the leader of benching offers a bracha for the Baal Bais, it makes sense to have someone else bench to give that bracha. If the Baal Bais benches himself, he won't give that bracha. Now, before we see the bracha, just a few points. First of all, Reb Zera turned away the right to bench. The Gemara says elsewhere, that one who's offered the right to lead in benching, and he turns it down, is Mekatzer Shneisav. Instead of the opposite of Arichas Yamim, long days, he gets Kitzer Shneisav, short days. How could Reb Zera turn it down when the Baruch Mar says Mekatzer Shneisav? As a matter of fact, the Mar says more closely to our sikh, the Mar is going to say that a person has the opportunity to bench Chateif Baruch. He should seize the mitzvah of benching. He should grab it. He should be almost like a little bit of aggressive trying to grab the mitzvah of benching. So Bekevan says the second question doesn't bother him as much because the same Gemara says grab benching. The Mar says they also saying Amen may be just as good as leading and benching. So if you're saying Amen is as good as leading and benching, Reb Zera was content with saying Amen instead of leading or benching. But the first question says Mekatzer Shneisav. What do we do about that question? So Bekevan then answers. Is very interesting. He says that there was a system, especially back in the day. Today we're a little more lax. I mean, we ask usually for the Talmid Chacham or a Kayan, we give them the right to bench first, or the older distinguished person, we offer them to bench first. But we're not so particular on who is the leader in any situation, that the leader has the right to bench. Back in the day, they're more particular that whoever was the leading candidate, that's what we had the Gemara we just quoted, Amimhema Beis, three Amram together, none of them was distinguished, and therefore none of them had the right to bench. They actually benched separately because of that. It used to be very much a system that the person who, there was a designated person in amongst each group that would clearly be the leader that had the right to bench. It says Rebecca Emden that when it says Mekatzer Shneisav, it's talking about a person who's clearly the leader designated, he's the one that's distinguished, I should say, who's ready to bench. So that person, if he doesn't bench, it's Mekatzer Shneisav. When Alpidin, it should be him, and he doesn't, then it's Mekatzer Shneisav. But if there's no clear person that's distinguished that person should be benching, then there wouldn't be a din of Mekatzer Shneisav if the one doesn't bench. And he qualifies it by saying, as halacha, it'll come up later again today's daf, that if a person steals a mitzvah from his friend, we know what's the halacha, Gemara Bava Metzia also. What's the halacha? If I steal your mitzvah, I steal you, there's a bracha to make a mitzvah, and I chop it, and I make it instead of you, and it's your right to do it, I have to pay you, how much? 10 zehuvim. 10 gold coins, that's the price of stealing someone else's mitzvah. So your mitzvah, you have to pay 10 gold coins. That halacha applies to benching as well. If Reuven was the one that rightfully should have the right to bench, and Shimon goes and steals and grabs it, so Shimon has to pay 10 zehuvim. We'll actually see how many. There's a margin of shachs, you have to pay much more than that, because each bracha is its own 10 zehuvim. We'll see that soon. But the point is, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, only in a case where Reuven would have to pay Shimon 10 zehuvim, do we say Reuven, if Reuven has to pay Shimon 10 zuvim, so in this case, I mean, Shimon's the one that's right to bench. So Shimon, if he would turn it down, would be Mekatzer Shneisav, because Alpidin is his right to bench. He turns down Mekatzer Shneisav. But in a case where one would have to pay the other 10 zuvim, that means there's no clear leader, there would be no din of 10 zuvim. That's idea number one. There would be no din of Mekatzer Shneisav, I should say. No din of one's years being cut down. Idea number two is just a total side point, that there's a halacha brought down, I'm sure many people have seen this, that on Leil Seder, even though it's saying that the guests should bench, in order to give the Baal Bais a bracha, on Leil Seder, the head of the household, the Baal Bayis, who's leading the Seder, he should lead in benching. So then it's a halacha brought down by Leil Seder. What's the idea? So the idea actually is from an interesting place, because the pasuk says, Toiv ayin hu yivarech. The one who has the good eye, the generous eye, he should bench. We say on the Seder, Halach ma'anya, we invite all the people who don't have what to eat, should come in and eat with us. So who's doing the invite, really? We all say it as part of the Seder. Who's really doing the invite? The Baal Bayis, the one who's running the house. So he's the Toiv ayin, and we have a lach of Toiv ayin hu yivarech. That's the basis for the idea that the Baal Bayis should bench, he should be benching on Leil Seder. So even though we're saying normally it's someone else should bench in order to give the a bracha to the Baal Bayis, by Leil Seder particularly, Baal Bayis himself benches because of Toiv Ayin, interesting concept. Because of Toiv Ayin Yivarech, you see the idea of Toiv Ayin Yivarech outweighs the idea of the Baal Bayis receiving a bracha from the guests that are present, receiving their bracha, that it's outweighed by Toiv Ayin Yivarech. The Mishnah Berurah brings, if you didn't know about this halacha and you didn't do it that way, don't worry about it, it's not such a big deal. Okay. So that's the more Baal Bayis. What bracha does the guest make when he eats by the Baal Bayis? This is the bracha we say till today in the benchers. It used to be less common. He said, because not all the benchers have it. Now, once it starts to pick up, all the benchers, they have in some, almost any new bencher has this yiratz in it. The Baal Bayis shouldn't have any humiliation in this world, nor in the world to come. Rebbe was Meisav the following words. He should be very successful in all his dealings. His assets and his possessions should be successful and close to the city, shouldn't have to travel much. The sultan should not have any reign over his handiwork, over our handiwork. And they shouldn't appear, not before us and not before him, or not before him, not for us. Any type of avera, sin, from now and forever. Nice, beautiful bracha. Till where is birchas aziman? Important shayla. Till where, we're going to explain the way Rashi explains it. The Gemara shayla is, till we are Zeman, meaning, we know Rabbi Sava mentioned, we know that's part of Zeman. That everyone seems to agree. The question is, Hazanas Eilam, the first bracha. Is the first bracha part of Zeman as well or not? Says the Gemara. Adhechan Birchas Zeman, Rav Nachman Amar, Ad Nevarich, which means just the Zeman part that we know of, not including the first bracha of Hazan. Rav Sheshet Amar, Ad Hazan, it includes Hazan. Hazan is part of Zeman, which the way Rashi explains what that means is, Hazan is part of Zeman. That means when you're not a Mezumin, you know where you stop benching from? Neidelcha. Unbelievable. According to Rav Sheshet, Hazan is part of Zeman, is part of the bracha you say only as part of the Zeman, Rabbi Sivan mentioned. If you don't have a Zeman of three people, where do you stop benching from? Neidelcha. That's according to Rav Sheshet. And Rav Nachman saying, no, the way we understand that Zeman stops by, it's the Varech stops right before Baruch Atah Hashem Hazanasa Eilam. Okay, that's how Rashi understands it. Correct. No, that according to Rashi's understanding of Rav Sheshet, the Raisa is Neidelcha, which is Al-Aretz V'al-Mazayim. Second bracha and Vinay Shalayim. Hazan is not part of Benji Teresa, according to Sheshes. No. We start from Neidlacha. You ask a tricky question. Meaning, Zeman itself in this sugya seems pretty clear. We don't, Rav Hashem don't hold this way. Zeman itself is also Teresa. So I want to make a distinction between the Raisa and not the Raisa. They're both the Raisa. But what you're asking is that don't we include Hazan as part of our standard bench the Raisa? The answer is no. According to the Sheshet, no. It's part of Zeman. It's not part of benching. It's part of Zeman, not part of benching. According to this Gemara, it's going to be pretty clear. Being right, we'll speak on shortly. Zeman is Pashas the Raisa. Zeman itself is the Raisa. So either way, it's the Raisa. The question is it part of Zeman or is it part of benching? Rav Mefarshim Duho, first of all, many Mefarshim don't like Rashi in this Gemara because of this issue. Hazan's not part of regular benching? Of course Hazan's part of regular benching. So many Mefarshim take issue with Rashi's mouth because of that. But besides for that, Rav Mefarshim also hold that Zeman is not the Raisa. Benching is the Raisa, but Zeman is not the Raisa, even though our Gemara seems to indicate it is. But let's see. Let's go through the Cheshbon here. Okay. Says the Gemara, just to speak out, we're going to go with Rashi's mouth, but just to speak out, how do the other Mefarshim learn this Gemara if they hold that Hazan is, like Ephraim saying, Hazan's deraisa, Hazan's part of regular benching. If you hold Hazan is part of regular benching, how do they learn this Gemara with the Gemara discussing? They learn, it's talking about a unique case. They're talking about a case which they touched on yesterday's daf already. If two people are eating, and three people eating together, two people are finished eating, and one person is still eating. So luck is, he has to break in his eating to answer Zeman, to answer benching with the other two people. Till where must he break? Till where must he break? Must he break till just the words of Zeman? But once he starts from Hazanas Ha'ilam, he does not have to, he can go resume his eating. Or does he have to stand in a break and he has to wait to continue his eating till after the first bracha, which is, by the way, Halach L'maisa, we paskin. We paskin, I'm with two other people who are I ate together. Now they're benching and I'm continuing to eat. I pause my eating till you finish the whole first bracha of Azan. So that is what the Gemara is talking about. Not which is part of Zeman, meaning that you don't say Azan as part of benching on a regular day. Of course, everyone agrees, this is going like Rashi, everyone agrees according to this Malach that, of course, Azan Asayilam is part of benching, not just part of Zeman. The question is, when I'm breaking it during my eating to listen to someone else's even till we do have to break, that's how the other Rishonim learned. Again, we're just going to explain Rashi for now. We're going to read the Mark Rashi, but that's how the other Rishonim learned. So again, according to Rashi, Mark is asking, where is Zeman begin and end? It begins in a varech and ends by Baruch Shechana Meshavet Vechinu, or does it end with the Baruch of Azan, that's Roshesh Shita? Let's say this Machlekes is Amaram is Machlekes Tanam, the Tani Chada, we learned the one Braisa, Birchas Amazim B'Shnayim U'Shleisha, the benching is either two or three Brachas, it's either three or four Brachas. So we have two Braises, whether or not benching is two or three Brachas, or three or four Brachas. Now what's the Shaila? Savrua Dekulama, Tev Metiv, Lav the Raisi. We assume that everyone agrees Tev Metiv is not the Raisi, like we spoke earlier when we started today, how Tev Metiv is Drabanim. So once Machalik is two or three or four, Maila Bakavifigi, Manda Mashtayim, Vishalish Kasafar Arazan. So one who says that benching is two or three brachas, he owes the Arazan, Hazan is included in Zeman. So Zeman is a bracha. Zeman is going to be considered a bracha deraisa, but it's all one bracha. So Zeman includes Hazan, is one bracha. When there's a mazumin there, you make that bracha. Then you say, Neidlacha is bracha number two, and Uvinei Shalom is bracha number three. That's why you have three. When you have no Zeman, you just start from Neidlacha, you just have two brachas. That's two and three. You have only two brachas. Which two? Neidlacha and Avnei Shlayim. So again, with Zeman you'll have three, and without Zeman you'll have two. And what's three and four? Mandamar, Shtayim, Shtayim Vesholesh, Kasavar Adazan, Umandam Shalash Vav, the one who says three and four, Kasavar Navarach. He says no. He says Zeman only is those first three lines of Zeman that we say before we start Azan Asylum. Azan Asylum is a separate bracha. And therefore he has three or four. Meaning, without a Zeman, you have Hazan Asaylam, you have Al-Aretz V'Al-Mazay, and you have Vnei Shlayim as three. With the Zeman, you have those three, plus the fourth, namely, the Zeman itself. This is the clear raya that we were saying before, that this Gemara seems to hold that Zeman is Daraisa, because we're talking about, the Gemara takes for granted, Toiv Meitav is not Daraisa, therefore it's not part of the number of brachas. But Zeman, we seem to be saying, is part of the number of brachas. But says the Gemara, L'chor, these brachas are raya, that are Machlekes Amram, is Machlekes Tanaim, says Gemara, Lai. Rav Nachman Matarz Tamei, Rav Sheshes not Tamei. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes can both be Matarz the Gemara according to their reasoning. Now again, we've explained this Gemara like Rashi's Mahalach, that the Machlekes is whether Zan is part of Zeman or not. According to the other Shem, we learned that the whole Shalom was where a person has to break when he's listening to benching. We have to explain this whole Gemara differently. We're not going to, it's a whole Cheshman, but the Rif, just to point out the main idea, the Rif explains the Gemara is talking about not how many brachas benching consists of, but how many people can contribute to benching. You can split up benching. Let's say, different people are fluent in different brachas. You can't split up one of the brachas of benching itself, but you can split up each bracha. So how many people could you split the benching into? Three or four, depending on how many brachas there are. That is the conversation of this Gemara, according to the Rif, according to the Rishonim, who go like Rashi. Again, we're going to, just for simple purposes and for time constraints, we're going to go Rashi Galav. So says the Gemara, no, you have no proof that this brisa is the exact same as Rosh Hashanah and Rav Nachman, rather, Rav Nachman tells them, Rav Nachman says, will each answer the braces according to their own reasoning. Rav Nachman tells them, Rav Nachman meant the braces according to his reasoning. To Klamah and Nevarach. Rav Nachman says, everyone agrees Hazan is not part of Zeman. Nevarach and those two lines over there, Zeman, Hazan is its own bracha. So, Manda Mishal is Fa'ar B'Shaper. The one who says that the benching consists of three or four brachas is very good. Hazan is one. Neidlacha, ending with Al-Aretz of Al-Mazan is two. Uvinei Shlaim is three. And when there's a Zeman, you have four. That's shalish v'arba. That's three or four. Umanda mishnayim v'shalish. What's between shalish v'shalish? Amar lech will tell you. Hachu birchas peilim maskinim. We're talking about the birchas peilim. And what about the birchas peilim? Pesach bazan. Dabba mar pesach bazan. V'kayla b'nei yushlayim. B'birchas aretz. The Mar taught that by workers, again, not only do we say Tev HaMeitiv, they have to go back to work. Maybe they say it while they're going back to work, but they can't sit and wait to say it because Rabbanan. They further shrunk down the benching of the peilim. How so? They say Hazan as bracha number one, and they mix together, they juxtapose, Neidlacha of Neishlaim becomes one bracha. So they only say two brachas total. So when there's benching, without Zeman, there's two brachas total. If there's a Zeman, there'll be a third bracha. The Zeman is considered bracha number three. So Rav Nachman can answer that both opinions, both braises can fit like his opinion, that Zeman stops with Baruch Shechana B'Shalit V'Chinu, without Azan. Rav Sheshet say both can go like his opinion, that Azan is part of Zeman. To Klamah Azan, everyone agrees that Zeman includes the first bracha of Azan. Mandam Shai V'Shalish Shaper. The one says, therefore, that there's two or three brachas, very good. Because if there's no Zeman there, you don't say Azan, all you say is Neidlachan of Neishlaim, it's two brachas. If there is Zeman, you say Zeman, including Shmini Azan, which is one, Naidulcha is two, and Rish Lime is three. That's two and three. Fits very well. That's easy. How do you get to three or four? Kasama Teva Metiv the Rice of Bechidish. The opinion that says that there's three or four, the Bryce is three or four, holds Hateva Metiv is the Rice, which is interesting because we know the Gemara tells us very clearly Hateva Metiv was Masukin Weir in Yavne. Hateva Metiv, the Rech Hateva Metiv was Masukin, the Rabbanah Masakin in Yavne. It seemed like there was Masukin later. It was a later takana, not part of the Iker Din, the Rice of Benching. Yet we have an opinion here saying it's the Rice in Benching. It's actually a nice chap from Rav Yashav Soloveitchik, he since most of the time, we find this concept elsewhere that the Torah gives us the mitzvahs and gives the Rabbanon the power, the ability to, so to speak, define the mitzvah. We find it in a few places. The classic place is Chalamayit. Chalamayit, Torah gives a general mitzvah and general parameters, and the specific details the Rabbanon go clarify for us and go and our Masakin. So too, benching, the idea to bench after one eats for chalto v'savata v'rachta. That's a pasuk in Chumash, that's clearly the Raisa. What's included in the v'rachta was given over to the Chumim. So even the Chumim were Masakin, the Nyavne, this to the Teva Meitiv, since it's given over to Rabbanon, it could still be the Raisa. That's how you can explain this sheet that says the Raisa together with the Gemara, with the, what we know elsewhere, that it was Masukin later. Okay. Zakt Gemara, Amar Yosef Teda. Ta'atayiv, just again, just to chazorva, but our Gemara seems to be clear that Zeman is deraisa, because in the Marasol Shakvataya, we're talking about Hateva Meita being derabanan until that last line, but Zeman is part of the count of deraisas. Again, the Mishnah Berurah points out that Rav Halach Lamaisa, Rav Paiskim hold that Zeman is not deraisa, Zeman is derabanan. Lamaisa, the Shach, oh, we referenced this earlier, the Shach and Chesha Mishpat, we spoke about stealing brachas, Shach and Paskins, that if Reuven steals Benchi from his friend, leading a benching, again, they used to bench the whole benching, not just Zeman. He has to pay him 40 zuvim. Why 40 zuvim? 10 for each bracha, it's 4 brachas. Now, the halacha is, Ksay says, you only pay 10 zuvim for dinim that are daraisa. If I steal mitzvah daraisa, I pay 10 zuvim. If I steal darabana, I don't pay 10 zuvim. So the Mefarshim point out that it's clear the Shach maintains that Zeman is daraisa, like the Mashmar Sabar Gemara. Again, Rav Vashenim, don't, Rav Paiskim, don't go with that. Okay. I'm Rabbeisiv. Teda Taitav Meitav Dereisa. I'll bring your proof that Meitav is not Dereisa. Shrei Pailam Meitav. This we had at the bottom of Memeim Beis. The Pailam don't say Taitav Meitav because it's not Dereisa. That's a proof it's not Dereisa. I'm Rabbeisiv. It's only Darbanan and they have no right to do it on their Balabayas' dime. I'm Rabbeisiv. Rashmu Amar Barbaras Mishrei Derav. Teda Derav Taitav Meitav Dereisa. I'll bring another proof Taitav Meitav is not Dereisa. Shrei Pesach Baba Baruch. It starts with Baruch. Vein Chais Baruch. It doesn't end with Baruch. It's time like the following Baisa. Kol Baruch is Kol Pesach Ben Baruch. Vein Chais Ben Baruch. All brachas, they start with Baruch and end with Baruch. Chutz Baruch is a pair of brachas. Mitzvahs, those are very short brachas. They have nothing added. They don't begin and end with Baruch. The whole bracha is quite short. Ubracha smuch lechverta, or a bracha that follows its friend in a group of brachas. Also, in those cases, you don't start and end. You don't start and end with brachas. Rather, you can just end with baruch because you have the bracha that you had that was samach to his friend. You have the bracha from the end of the last bracha. Ubrachas a bracha. By the way, side point, Tais points out that that's ishtabach. Ishtabach is a bracha smucha to baruch shamar. Baruch shamar ends with the baruch. Ishtabach bracha in the beginning is the end of baruch shamar, and therefore you only have a bracha at the end of ishtabach. The effort Tais says that's why one has to be particular not to speak out during Pesuk Zimra. Because if you're saying ishtabach is a bracha smucha to baruch shamar, you can't talk to Hefzik. Even though you have the whole Pesuk Zimra in between, that's not a Hefzik, it's part of the Nesuch Tvila. But talking out would make a break between your bracha smucha chaverta by ishtabach and bracha shamar. Very interesting point at the bottom of Tais. Okay. Says Marvaita, bracha chreina. Shabbat Kriyishma, the bracha that follows Kriyishma, Yeshmem Shepizach, Ben Baruch. Some of these begin with baruch, Ein Chesem Baruch. There's brachas that begin with baruch and you don't sign off for baruch. Top of on the base, and you have brachas that you are chesem with baruch, but you don't start with baruch. Va'ateva meitiv pesach with baruch, then chesem baruch. Ateva meitiv, you start with baruch and you don't sign off for baruch. Now again, there's different ways to understand this gemara as well, but the simple understanding is if ateva meitiv is a continuation and is deraisa, it shouldn't have to start with baruch and end with that baruch. It should start without baruch and end with baruch because you can connect it to bein baruch ma'ay v'shleim amein zebracha. It's smuch lechaverta. It must be star baruch, therefore it's totally separate. Mechal debracha v'atzmi, it's a baruch by itself, which means it's rabbinic, not deraisa. From Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Teda Ateva Meitiv deraisa. Another proof that Ateva Meitiv is not deraisa. Shem Yikur in some base avil. We are accurate in a base avil. Ketanya ha'avil avil. The avil. What do they say for the fourth bracha? Bracha Ateva Meitiv. That's it. Rabbi Kiva. Well, at least according to Amandu, he's saying Ateva Meitiv. Rabbi Kiva, Imer Bracha Dain Emes. You don't say Ateva Meitiv at all. You say Baruch Dain Emes. So we see according to Rabbi Kiva, you completely acre Ateva Meitiv. If it's part of benching deraisa, you can't be acre part of benching deraisa in a base avil. It must be. It's only darbanan, and therefore by base avil they're accurate. Says the Gemara, just a basic question on the Tanakama. Ateva Meitiv in a base avil, you say Ateva Meitiv, and you don't say Baruch Dain Emes. Dain Emes lay. Gemara says Elim Ateva Meitiv. Tanakama also agrees. Of course, you say Baruch Dain Emes. Everyone agrees in a base avil. You say Baruch Dain Emes. The question is, do you say Ateva Mitav as well. That's the Machlekes. Tanakhama says you do. Rabbi Kiva says you do not. And therefore we see from the fact that Rabbi Kiva says you do not see Tev Mitav, it must be a Tev Mitav as Rabbanan. Otherwise they wouldn't be able to uproot it in the Bayis Avil. Mazuchik Lebe Ravashi, visit came. He was visiting the house of Ravashi. Isra Bay Milsa. Something happened. Someone was Nifter. One of the relatives had died. And there was Avilas there. Pasach Baruch. Hatoiv Vametiv. He got up and said Hatoiv Vametiv. He said that Lashon like the Tanakhama before. And then he went off for the whole longer bracha. Kael Emes, Dayan Emes, the true God, the true judge, Shefet B'Tzadik, judge with righteousness, Lekech B'Mishpat, he takes away the Mishpat. Tais actually has a little bit of a issue with Lekech B'Mishpat. Seems like every time a person is taken away, there was Mishpat, meaning, of course, we understand, it's justice is done, but doesn't mean every person died was deserving to die, maybe other circumstances that caused they should die. Okay. V'shal B'Lei Lamu Lassit B'Kur Tzani Kosh Baruch Hu, rules in his world, doing as he chooses. Ki Chod Rech B'Mishpat, all his ways are just, HaKol Shalei, everything belongs to Kosh Baruch Hu, V'Nachlu Amai V'Avadav, we are his nation and his servants. U'V'chol HaNachlu Chayim L'Haidus Lai, L'Varach Lai. And all situations, we have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever happens. Goy the process of Yisrael, he closes up the process, the breaches in Klal Yisrael. Who yigder as Pirtz Hazayis B'Yisrael L'Chayim? He should mend this breach within Klal Yisrael for life. This person that's gone, he should mend this breach as well. It's very interesting. This Nusach HaBracha is actually brought. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. This tefillah is brought in Shulchan Aruch. For some reason, the Elam doesn't say it. Maybe because it's not easily accessible, it's not found, it's a hard nusach. But in the house of an Avil, this is what my Zutra says. It's born Shulchan Aruch to say this in the house of an Avil, this bracha. It seems like a replacement for a Teva Meitav maybe. But Lamaisa, the Elam doesn't seem to be knowing to say this. Leichenu Chayzer. Where do you go back to? Where does who go back to? What are we talking about? So the verse will explain, we know what we're talking about. Back to that conversation that three people were eating together, two people wanted a bench, the third wasn't ready to bench, he has to break in the middle of eating to answer, so he breaks. We said he either just breaks for the Zeman, or for the first bracha of Hazan. That was the other pshat we said like Rashi in the Gemara Naman Aleph. He has to wait for the bracha of Hazan, and we talk a pasuk away. We pasuk has to wait for the bracha of Hazan. The question is, where does he bench from? What's the shayla? Does he start from Hazan and Sayla when he benches? Or he's Yaitza Hazan already, which is unbelievable. He's still eating, but yet he's Yaitza Hazan. Says the Gemara, Leichen Uchayzer, where does it go back to? Rasim Shmei Davai Amar, Lechayzer Rish, goes back to the beginning, he has to bench for the beginning. Rabban Amri, the Makash Pasak, Vehilchas, the Makash Pasak. Our Gemara is saying that he's Yaitza, and he wouldn't have to go back to the beginning of benching, he could start from Neidulcha, because since he paused and listened and said Amen to their Hazan Asylum, therefore he's Yaitza that Bracha, and he need not go back to the say over that Bracha, he starts from Neidulcha. Interesting, again, we're not Neid that way, but that is the Psak from our Gemara. Amen Rishkus Lavashashas, Afakav Tabanak Shishatan, even though you're a bunny, you're older and you're experienced when it comes to manners and etiquette by a meal, the parsei you know better. When there's two couches to be used, the more chashva person reclines on the first couch, and the second one reclines above him. When there's three people there, the gadol sits in the middle, the sheni sits above him, and the third one sits below him. By the way, it's not the first time we had the hanhagas, the parsois. We spoke about their washrooms, right? The parsois had interesting washrooms where it would be when they relieve themselves, it was like on an angle, and right away the waist would roll away, and therefore we said it wouldn't be a problem because it's gone. It doesn't even sit there for a second; it's gone immediately. Okay, Amalei v'chibayish tui badei. The Gemara says so. The Rav Sheshet says back to this compliment of the Prasam to Reish Galusa. Is that the way proper way to have him sit if he wants to talk? So mitaretz teretz v'yasav v'shtoy badei. He's going to have to sit up and talk to the people around him. It doesn't make sense that the more prominent person is going to be having to rise up in order to speak to people less prominent. They should have to rise to him. You're right. If he was talking, then you have to get up. It'll be uncomfortable. But he speak with sign language with the hands. All he has to do is lift his hand and make hand motions, and that'll be enough for this friend to see what he's saying, and therefore he doesn't have to move from his place. Mayim Rishayim, we speak about in the water that comes in the beginning of the meal. Mehecha Maschilin. Who's the order of kavod when it comes to Mayim Rishayim? Amalei Min HaGadol, you have the most chashva person. Reish Galusa says to Rav Sheshes that the Persians, they give the most chashva person to wash his hands first. So Rav Sheshes is back. Yeshiv God Vishmar Yadav. I don't understand. According to you, the most chashva person washes his hands. What does he do? He sits there for a few moments. We actually said a few about back. We said, there's a kitchen. Why do you have salt on the table? According to what Machat Taisuch, Rabbi Menachem says, there's a kitchen. You're sitting there doing nothing. It's bittul tayr, bittul zman. That's why you have salt on the table to be careful, watch out for the kitchen. This gadol, who's leader by the Persians, he sits and waits doing nothing while everyone else is washing their hands. Does that make sense? So the Reish Galusa answers back, no. Right after he washes, they bring him bread. He doesn't wait for everyone else. Right after he washes, he brings the bread. Massive chiddush Rashi point out, according to this, if a person washes and breaks bread, other people haven't washed yet. They didn't wash yet. It might be the people haven't washed yet. They wash, and they can come eat bread, even though they heard the bracha, before they themselves actually wash. That's what comes out according to this Gemara.
Rav Sheshi says the Rish Glusa, my machreinim heichem maschilin, my machreinim, how do they do the order of kavod, who washes first? Only men a katan, the katan washes first, all the way up to the gadol. The gadol also be yadav v'mezamas adin shnein lekulan. So Rav Sheshi says to the Rish Glusa, according to this practice of Parsoi, the katan is going to wash, the gadol sits there with dirty hands, all the way till everyone finishes washing, he's sitting in dirty hands this whole time. It's not pakavodik amalei, the mesalki takam akamei, no. It's only an issue sitting with dirty hands once you remove the plate and you finish eating. They don't take away the plate, ad mati malagabe. So he continues with his plate, so basically he washes first, gets his plate first before anybody else, and then he continues to eat, and they don't remove his plate until after the water is ready to reach him. Amar v'sheshes, anamasis yad, Rav Sheshi says, I know a Mishnah. The Tanyam, now he's going to answer back to them. First, he has questions on what the Anhagas were. He asked Rish Glusa about the Anhagas of the Persians. And now he's going to say his rebuttal. The Tanya, Ketzah says, Seba, what is the order of a Seba for a meal? When there's two mitas, Gadol Mesa V'Rosh, the Gadol sits on the, he sits down first. V'Shenu Lai L'mata Menu, and the one who's second to him sits beneath him. V'Shenu Shalish Mitas, when there's three mitas, Gadol Mesa V'Rosh, the Gadol sits down first. Sheni Lai L'mata Menu, the Sheni sits above him. Shlishi Lai L'mata Menu, and the third in command, third in Chashivas, sits beneath him, or reclines beneath him. Mayim Rishayin Maskil Men HaGadol, water is before one eats, you start from the Gadol. Mayim Achreinim, it depends. Bizman Shechamish Maskil Men HaGadol, if there's five people, or four or three or four, two or one, you start from the Gadol. Bizman Shechamish, when there's 100 people, really means any more than five, as many as 100 people, Maskil Men HaKata Ach Magiyin Itzah Chamisha, you start from the Kata until you get to the final five, V'chayz Maskil Men HaGadol, then you go back to the Gadol. The idea is that you don't want him to be sitting and waiting, but you also don't want him to be last. So you give him the covet of being before the five. So if there's only five or less, he goes first. If there's more than five, you get rid of a lot of the people, so you shouldn't have to sit and wait, and then you wait till the final five, and you get them go first. Till the place of the machreinim goes, meaning when you reach the last people, l'sham bracha chazeres, to there, that's where the bracha goes as well. Mesele the Rav says Gemara, meaning the Brichas Amazon. Mesele the Rav, Damar Rav Chia, Barashi Amar Rav, Kol Neitei Ozu Bachrein Netchilu, whoever washes my Machreinim first, whom is the one of the Bracha? He's the one that designated for Bracha. So whoever is the first one to get my Machreinim, that's the one that you lead in Bracha. So often you'll see someone, if they want to indicate who they want to give benching to, they'll hand the my Machreinim case to that person first. That's an indication that comes from this Gemara. That's an indication that that's the person who's going to be benching, whoever got my Machreinim first. Says Gemara, a Maisa that's along the same lines, Rav v'Rav Chia, Av Yasu b'Sudasa kamei d'Rabbi, Rav v'Rav Chia was singing a meal in front of Rabbi, Amar Rabbi the Rav, Rabbi says, Rav, come mash yadach, go wash your hands, Chazri kam rasech, Rav Chia saw that Rav was a little bit nervous, Rabbi saying wash your hands, if his hands are dirty, he thought it was like an insult, Amar Leis, so Rav Chia said to him, no, Bar Pachzi, son of the Chashuvim, Ayin b'Birchas Mazayin kamelach, he was telling you to prepare Birchas Mazayin, I tell you to wash your hands, it was telling you to prepare for Birchas Mazayin, giving you the Mayim Achreinim, or telling you to wash Mayim Achreinim, was a way of telling you, you're going to lead a benching, and back in the day, of course, they didn't have benchers, they used to bench by heart, and they used to have, again, like you spoke out, the one person would lead and bench on behalf of everyone. That's why he's telling you, prepare your benching, make sure you get your words in order, make sure you have the words of benching in order, because you're about to lead us in benching. We'll pick it up from here tomorrow.